Buddy, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Giving you my unsolicited opinions for the next 3 days. If any of you remember me from being on RBN, my specialty is vaccine-induced diseases, so I'm going to be speaking pretty much on that topic today, and I welcome callers to call in the second hour if you have any questions. I just want to say, as I was waiting to be brought on to the station, I always try to catch C-SPAN in the morning. And it's really getting to be a twilight zone here in hell. They actually had a guest on who was talking about America's most surveilled cities, and it was quite amazing to hear what they're doing. And apparently, this is in a strange place, Men's Health magazine, I guess, by the name of Peter Moore. I'm sure you can check that out on the archives. They're actually giving listings of some of the most surveilled cities and what they're doing to surveil us. And I know that people that listen to RBN are in the know and know a lot about this, but it's really daunting to hear what we're paying our taxes for. And it's getting kind of late. Why are they doing all these things? Well, I think we all know. Before I start talking about vaccines, though, I just have to bring up a really amazing article from naturalnews.com. about Lady Gaga's new perfume. And this goes to show how we are not being protected by agencies. In fact, there is no agency, just so you know, that oversees perfumes, you know, men's colognes, different kinds of cosmetics and things of that nature. They can put anything they want into these substances. And of course, the skin is the biggest organ of our body, and we're going to basically take in those toxins, and they are going to affect us in various ways. But really amazing what Lady Gaga's up to, and if this doesn't show you her satanic essence, I don't know what will. Her new perfume, which is expected to debut this fall, is called Fame. It is a blend of her blood, an unknown donor's semen, and other ingredients, including belladonna, which is an extremely poisonous plant known as deadly nightshade. And according to this article, it is an ugly black liquid packaged in an alien-like egg-shaped bottle held by what appear to be her slender claws. And what she commented to a reporter who asked her questions about this perfume was that it was taken out of my own blood sample, so it's a sense of having me on your skin. And that the perfume smells like an expensive hooker. So this is the insanity that's going on. And I'm sure that a lot of her little monsters, as she calls them, will be buying this Fame, this insane concoction that she's come up with. And as I said, there's no oversight on any of these products. So that's why you must read your label. Okay, back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you reeling in the years? Sort of weather time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
And we're back with the Unsolicited Opinion. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley sitting in for Maggie Rodin, and I'm very happy to do that. As I said, I'm going to be talking about vaccine-induced diseases today, which is a topic that I am a specialist in for 15 years now. And before I get to the details of that, I want to mention a very important trend that's going on now that I hope all of you are noticing, and that is with this Dr. Oz. I call him the Wizard of Oz. And he's showing up everywhere on television. He has his own show every day at 4 p.m., he's showing up on the cooking networks. He's showing up on different talk shows. I monitor him because I talk about him a lot on my shows, because he's a perfect example of what the twisters and spinners are doing to try to get the people to have faith in the medical establishment again. Last night, he started a new show on ABC called New York Med, and it makes it look all touchy-feely, like the doctors are actually caring about the patients and, you know, all of the different people he's going around and shaking their hand and trying to uplift them, because, as he says, he went into medicine because he wanted to help people. Well, I have a big problem with that, because if you watch his show, as I do, as I monitor him, he's giving out some information to people about natural, quote-unquote, supplements and telling people things that he never learned in medical school, I can assure you of that, because in medical school, I went in the early 80s to SUNY New York in Brooklyn, and we had 2 years of pharmacology and 10 hours of nutrition. And in fact, we were actually told that, you know, any kind of supplementation just gave you expensive urine. But he is now putting that information out to people to try to make them believe that all of a sudden medicine is embracing natural therapies. And he'll bring on Ayurvedic doctors or acupuncturists, different modalities, which of course are actually listed as quackery on the website QuackWatch. But he's trying to make people believe that all of a sudden now American medical doctors are going to embrace things that actually work without toxicity. But if you really watch him, you'll see that he talks about lots of things that are not good for you. He had actually had a show where he promoted electroshock therapy. That was one of the biggest surprises to me, that he would come out and actually promote electroshock therapy. Of course, he promotes vaccines. And as Mike Adams, who runs the Natural News website, discovered in researching Dr. Oz, he also owns stock in vaccine companies. So that's called a conflict of interest. And, of course, very bizarrely, he even had his own wife on his show at one point, and he has admitted that his own children do not get vaccinated. However, he promotes vaccines. He says it is a health myth that you can get the flu from the flu vaccine. And he went so far as to roll up his sleeve and have an alleged vaccine injected into him on his show, just like Gerald Ford did back in the 1970s, you know, to try to make people believe that the swine flu vaccine was in fact a safe and effective vaccine and that the whole public should be getting it. Now, of course, we have no way of knowing what was actually in that bottle. I suspect it was probably sterile water, but he did this on his show to promote vaccination, and this, as I said, is a big conflict of interest because he owns stock in vaccine companies, and he has never disclosed that on the air. He also tells people to buy the cheapest supplements you can buy, and that's another thing that people have to be aware of. As time goes on, more and more supplement companies are actually being bought up by Big Pharma. And you have to be very careful where you purchase your supplements from and find out who's at the top of that food chain, because they're doing all kinds of things to supplements that have a good reputation. Big Pharma comes in and buys out the company, and then they start adding magnesium stearate or titanium dioxide, or in some cases it's been discovered that they're actually radiating herbs and doing all kinds of things to actually make the supplements not be effective, or in some cases actually harmful. So that's another thing I want people to be aware of. You have to be very suspect of anything that Dr. Oz says. But it's more, in my opinion, the mentality of it all, being touchy-feely with his audience, who's mostly women, and he gives them all a big hug and, you know, leads them by the hand as he does his ridiculous little demonstrations. There's those white coats, they're the good guys. Well, I'm here to tell you they're not. And it's getting uglier every day. I talk to people from all over the world. This is not just an American situation. I do consults for people to teach them how to reverse their disease with natural therapies. Of course, after the medical mafia went after me for telling the truth and claimed I had a delusion of conspiracy and took away my license, I had to always use the right verbiage. So I do not give medical advice. I do not practice medicine. I teach people what I would do if I was they, and that's how I've stayed out from under their boots since 2003. But in fact, what's actually going on, and as I said, this is a global situation, is that the people are being depopulated. And I'm sure I'm not going to shock any RBN listeners. I know that you're in the know. You can check out the Georgia Guidestones or Agenda 21. I mean, they put it in print. They tell us what they're up to. They want to decrease the population by 90%. And in fact, I actually heard Melinda Gates, wife of alleged philanthropist Bill Gates, state on a new show just yesterday that one of her new initiatives is going to be providing contraception to third world countries. And she did mention that it was going to be an injectable form of contraception. So that's one of the first things that I want to bring up, is how they can make you infertile with vaccinations. And I have so many books and documents in my library, I just can't seem to get my first book done because the evidence continues to mount. It will probably end up to be an encyclopedia with many volumes. But one of the most important books in my library is entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines. And this is actually a book published by the Life Sciences Division of NATO. Yes, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And this particular volume I'm referring to, Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, was published in 1989. And in this book, on page 187, starts a chapter entitled The Development and Preliminary Clinical Evaluation of an Anti-Fertility Vaccine. And this comes out of research out of Switzerland. And what they talk about is that the WHO has developed a task force on vaccines for fertility regulation to develop safe and effective vaccines that will inhibit fertility without producing unacceptable side effects. Now, of course, there's no such thing as not producing unacceptable side effects when it comes to injecting your body with any kind of witch's brew that these psychopaths come up with. But in fact, that's what they've been up to since at least the early 80s. As a matter of fact, they're talking about the task force being formed in 1974. And what these psychopaths came up with as an idea as to how to make women infertile, and you can be sure that the test subjects in the Philippines and other countries were not told that that's what they were doing to them. They took a pregnancy hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin. Now, this is the hormone that women produce when they first become pregnant. They put that into a DTP vaccine in order to inject that into the women. And, of course, that's what the women believed they were getting injected with. However, the HCG, when injected into the woman of childbearing age, actually produces antibodies against this hormone. Therefore, once the woman becomes pregnant, the antibodies destroy the HCG, and then the woman aborts her child. And they go on to talk about, you know, just how they made this concoction, that they actually conjugated the HCG hormone to diphtheria toxin. And this is very important for people to realize, because there's all kinds of things that these psychopaths are up to in terms of causing problems due to vaccines or as a result of vaccines. And of course, one would wonder, we hear so many people that are needing to undergo fertility treatments. Now, of course, fertility treatments are extremely expensive. So if you start giving anti-fertility vaccines to pretty much all women, you're going to develop a group of women that can afford to have fertility treatments and therefore have children. And you're going to make it very difficult for women that do not get fertility treatments to have children. And, of course, in order to make this evil idea occur, they're going to have to get those vaccines to third world countries. So as soon as I heard these words out of Melinda Gates' mouth, I knew that was exactly what she was up to. They're going to be sending these vaccines to third world countries to make these women infertile. And, of course, there's all kinds of side effects that occur with these, with any vaccine. Some of the side effects that they do mention that came up in this study that they did are arthralgia, myalgia, and that some sera reacted with cells in the islets of Langerhans. Now, what What this means is you end up with insulin-dependent diabetes. Okay, folks, we're going to a break. We'll be back after these messages.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Unsolicited opinion. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley sitting in for Maggie today. And on today's show, I'll be here today, tomorrow and Friday. But on today's show, I'm talking about my favorite topic to educate people on, which is vaccine-induced diseases. And I'm reading from the book Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, published by the NATO Life Sciences Division in 1989. And as I said, they're talking in this chapter on anti-fertility vaccines about how different areas of the body are affected by different substances in the witch's brew they're injecting. And, of course, they actually admit that there were cases of insulin-dependent diabetes that resulted from the injection if it attacks the cells in the pancreas that produce insulin. One of the really amazing admissions in this chapter, however, is something that you all have to be aware of, is in terms of a creation called liposomes. And what liposomes are little balls of fat. And what liposomes do is they allow the delay of entry of anything they're putting in your body so that you will not realize the time sequence. In other words, if they injected you and the next day you ended up having all kinds of autoimmune problems, it would be self-evident to you that, in fact, the vaccine had caused the problem. So what they have done is developed something called liposomes, which they actually admit make it possible to release the immunogen over a period of several weeks or months, so that as it's slowly released into your body, and as your body slowly has a corrupted immune system, you're not going to realize that the vaccine caused the problem. So that is what they're up to, and it's really amazing when you find information such as I am finding, where they actually admit what they're doing. And of course, these are crimes against humanity. Isn't it amazing how Bill Gates was having some problems with the Justice Department about a decade ago, and they were charging him with having a monopoly with his software company. And then next thing you know, he's leaving Microsoft in terms of running the show and developing his philanthropic organization, which for some strange reason is pretty much obsessed with sending vaccinations to third world countries. And last I knew, he spent over $1 billion, with a B, dollars on doing so. As a matter of fact, one of my websites, drcarly.com, towards the bottom of the website, you can actually see or get a link to a story that was released a couple of years ago where he came up with this idea of flying syringes, i.e., taking mosquitoes and intentionally affecting them with malaria, and then calling that a malaria vaccine. You see, this is what one of the biggest hoodwinkings of humanity that's ever occurred. The idea that you can have something that's a dangerous pathogen, an infectious agent, and that they can tell you it's bad for you, therefore, we're going to put it in a bottle with formaldehyde, aluminum, mercury, aspartame, the list is endless, and then we're going to inject it into you, and somehow this is going to be a protection. And when I went to medical school, of course, we learned about vaccines. The word vaccine-induced disease was never mentioned, and they kept us so sleep-deprived and nutritionally deprived that you never even think of not believing the propaganda. You just take notes and spew it back out on exams and never ask any hard questions. But in fact, it is totally insane to believe that this is something they're doing to protect you. In fact, what I've realized over the years is that the entire field of internal medicine is all vaccine-induced diseases. And when Bill Gates came out with this idea of injecting malaria or exposing mosquitoes to malaria, and then to call them flying syringes, this was the ultimate of that insanity. Because obviously, the malaria mosquitoes that he's raising are going to do the same thing that the regular mosquitoes out in the wild are doing, and that is inject people with malaria parasites, and then they're going to get malaria. But this is what he's doing, and it's pure evil, and this man should be charged with crimes against humanity. And I'm hoping that someday that will actually happen, that all of these individuals without a conscience that are involved in this insanity and using a quote-unquote health measure to depopulate the planet and make us very sick, that they will all be exposed and held accountable for their crimes, because this is one of the most evil things that you could ever even imagine. Of course, people with a conscience can't even conceive of evil of this degree, and that's one of our big problems, is that they can't, you know, face the fact that their doctors are knowingly doing things to them that are hurting them. It's a hard thing. But when I initially left the hospital-type medicine in the early 90s, the reason I did so was because I was seeing euthanasia, research fraud, and experimentation on poor people without their knowledge or consent. I can assure you it's only gotten worse. And eventually, hopefully this year, I will get my first book out, How Did the Hypocritic Become the Hypocritical? Okay, there's the music. Going to a break. We'll be right back. Are you reeling in the years? Sorrow and the time. Are you gathering up the tears?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6, or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
The Unsolicited Opinion, Dr. Carly sitting in for Maggie Rodin, and I was talking about this book, Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines. I want to mention one other very important admission in this book, that they're talking about these adjuvants. I better explain what an adjuvant is. An adjuvant is something they put in a vaccine in order to corrupt the immune system. And what the adjuvant does is makes the B cells that make antibody go into hyperdrive and pretty much paralyze the T cells, that in order to promote understanding without using a lot of big medical words, I pretty much describe as the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to gobble up the viruses and bacteria that have been coated with antibody and the cancer cells that are not supposed to be there, etc. And, of course, if the T cells are not working, then when the bacteria and viruses are coated with antibody, they're just going to be staying in the system, and you end up with something called antibody-antigen complexes. And what do those do? Those cause strokes at the microvascular level. The very small vessels in all of your organs can have decreased blood flow to them because these complexes are clogging up the works. And in terms of the kidney, this is a very big cause of renal failure. So that's just one way that vaccines can maim and kill. But one of the most important things that they mention in this book is in regards to one of the adjuvants that are used in many vaccines, and that is aluminum. And they have many other vaccines as adjuvants as well. You may have heard of squalene. Squalene has been used in many vaccines given to the military. And this came out, you know, in the Gulf War, that the soldiers were coming up with terrible autoimmune diseases. And if they were found to have squalene in their system, squalene is even worse, because squalene is actually very similar in structure to the very cells in our body. So if you develop antibodies to squalene, you can have any cells in your body attacked. But in this book I'm talking about, they didn't talk about squalene. They're talking about aluminum. And amazingly, what they actually admit to in this book is that the aluminum, which is put into vaccines as an adjuvant, as I said, to heighten antibody production, causes production of IgE. IgE is the antibody of allergy and anaphylactic shock. And when I was in medical school, I actually learned, you know, I did get some good information. I have all my notes and books from medical school, so I can go back in and find the lies and find the truth buried within. It's kind of a notice of grace thing. If somebody like me should actually start to realize what I've realized, they can say, oh, we did tell you that. You know, of course, it was buried amongst all kinds of propaganda. But yes, in fact, we did tell you certain things, and you just didn't pick up on it. So you raised your right hand at graduation and promised to first do no harm, and then started to do only harm. But in regards to this very important IgE, it's very similar in structure to IgA. Now, IgA is a very important antibody. It's lining the mucosa, the inside lining of your upper respiratory and GI tract. And if natural immunity is allowed to occur, if Cousin Johnny coughs or sneezes on you and you breathe in a bacteria or virus, the IgA at the top of the respiratory and GI system is critical in getting the natural immune process going, where the pathogen will eventually be coated with antibody. The T cells will take it out. It will be extruded through one of a variety of mechanisms. Many of the childhood diseases are actually extruded through the skin, and that's why you get the bumps with measles, chickenpox, etc. But what happens when they put the aluminum in the vaccines is that the IgA is actually transformed into IgE. And the reason this is so dangerous is because this IgE antibody combines with the allergen, and it can be anything. It can be food, pollen, you know, dust, you know, your dog's hair, whatever that you've been sensitized to. It forms a complex which then activates cells called mast cells, which are throughout the body as well. And these mast cells have a substance within them called histamine. The extent of the histamine release determines the symptoms that one experiences. And, of course, the most severe case of this is anaphylactic shock. And one example of a very big problem that's happening with so many children in this country is that many of them have developed peanut allergies. And there have actually been cases of children in school cafeterias that do have peanut allergies who have gone into anaphylactic shock because they were smelling the peanuts in peanut butter in another child near them in the cafeteria. The child's eating a peanut butter sandwich. The child with peanut allergies just smells the peanuts and actually develops anaphylactic shock. And there have been many that have actually died. And so that's why now in schools, the school nurses always make sure to have these EpiPens where they can immediately inject the child with epinephrine to bring them out of this anaphylactic shock. But just so you know, this is being done intentionally, because there's no question that since this book, which was written in 1989, actually states what I'm going to read now, they know exactly what's going on. So this is the situation. In this book, on page 6, it actually states that aluminum was introduced in 1926 before strict control by regulatory authorities was practiced. Whether it would be allowed by regulatory authorities today is far from certain, because, as I said, they proved in their experience that it causes the antibody of allergy and anaphylactic shock. So basically what they're saying is that were it known in 1926 how bad this stuff is, the aluminum in vaccines, it would never have been allowed. However, now that it is known how bad it is, nothing will be done to stop its use. And this is going on. This is the services we're paying for from our quote-unquote alphabet agencies. It's really amazing how corrupt these agencies are. And in terms of aluminum, I just want to mention something else that aluminum is highly involved in, and that is Alzheimer's disease. My grandmother, who I loved very much and who I lived with in my last years of high school, because she was closer to the high school and I was involved in all kinds of extracurricular activities and it was more convenient. But my grandmother developed Alzheimer's disease. So when I was in medical school, I paid very close attention when Alzheimer's disease was discussed. And what do they find in the brains of Alzheimer's disease patients? They find neurofibrillary tangles, which are wrapped around aluminum deposits. And so then after, you know, I started realizing what's really going on with the vaccines and such, I started figuring out, well, what's causing Alzheimer's? And what's happening is that the aluminum they're injecting in the brains, and yes, aluminum is in pretty much all vaccines, unless there's another adjuvant that's even worse, is depositing in the brain. But it's not just aluminum from vaccines. It's aluminum from pots and pans, aluminum from deodorant, aluminum from so many different sources. And once again, this just goes to show the corruption of the agencies that are supposed to protect us and the power of the aluminum lobby. Because there's actually an Alzheimer's Foundation, and they had the CEO on C-SPAN one morning, and I was miraculously able to get through the call-in line. And I asked the question about aluminum and Alzheimer's, and he actually stated that, well, they just don't believe that there's any, you know, any relationship of the aluminum in the brain to the Alzheimer's problem, which, of course, is ridiculous. The Alzheimer's Foundation, like all foundations, the cancer foundations, arthritis foundations, their goal is always to lie to the people, collect money from them, making them believe they're looking for a cure when in fact they're covering up the cause. So aluminum is also highly involved in Alzheimer's disease, as is mercury. And there's so much disinformation out there in regards to mercury, and this is one of my passions, to basically make people realize that mercury is very bad. It shouldn't be in your amalgam fillings in your mouth. It should not be in your vaccines, especially when it's put there as a quote-unquote preservative so that they can have multi-dose vials. If they just had single-use vials, they wouldn't need mercury at all. So obviously, this is another thing that was done intentionally. But what mercury does is it actually kills the brain neurons. It makes them shrivel up and die. And if you put into YouTube University of Calgary study on snail neurons or any type of title such as that, there was an excellent study done at the University of Calgary in Canada where they actually took snail neurons, they dropped mercury on them, and you can watch them in the petri dish just basically shrivel up and die. Now, this is what's causing the neurofibrillary tangles. So you have aluminum deposited in the body from various means. Aluminum pots and pans and aluminum foil was one of the main ways that my grandmother was exposed, I realized, from living with her and watching her cook. And then you have the dead neurons from the mercury basically just forming these tangles around the aluminum deposits. So when I do consults for people that have Alzheimer's disease, aluminum and mercury are two of the main things that have to be detoxed. But a very disturbing trend that's going on, and this is happening with so many of the autism groups, they're talking about autism being caused by mercury. Autism has nothing to do with mercury. And the reason this is being done by groups like Jenny McCarthy's Generation Rescue and such is to make people believe that if they take the mercury out, vaccines will be fine. A bigger lie has never been told. The process that causes autism, as well as ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, all of the neurological vaccine-induced diseases, is actually a autoimmune phenomena, such as occurs with so many other autoimmune diseases. In the brain, what happens is you have something called the myelin sheath. And the myelin sheath is a fatty layer that surrounds the nerves. It acts as a insulator, much like if you have a plastic coating around an electrical cord. If the plastic coating on an electrical cord is interfered with, if your cat starts chewing on it or whatever, obviously the electrical conduction cannot occur, and you know the cord will not be able to do what it's supposed to do and light up a light bulb or whatever. The same thing happens with nerves and in the brain. And what happens in the autoimmune phenomena that leads to autism is that the measles virus, which they inject into you live, just so you know, MMR, it's a live vaccine, which, by the way, has never had mercury. And, of course, the incidence, the skyrocketing epidemic of autism started when they introduced the MMR vaccine in the first place. So that's, you know, obvious situation number one. But what happens is because the measles virus is very similar in structure to the myelin basic protein in the sheath, when the person develops an antibody to the measles virus, that anti-measles antibody actually attacks the myelin sheath. And so that's what causes the demyelination, which, as I said, is like taking the plastic coating off the electrical cord. And the only thing that determines what symptoms the child or the adult gets, because the same thing is going on with MS as well, the only thing that determines the symptoms is what part of the brain is damaged. So in the case of autism, and also in the case of bullying, there's an excellent book called Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter. He talks about this as well, autism, as well as criminality and violence. Our behavior in many ways is controlled by the temporal lobes of the brain, and that's the part of the brain near your ears. And these are the areas that are affected in autism, as well as in psychopaths. There have actually been brain studies done of psychopaths that have shown that those areas of the brain are involved as well. So they know exactly what's going on. And then they have groups like, I said, Generation Rescue, and there's so many others. There's no group that I know of that actually talks about demyelination. And this is a very big frustration for me because, of course, if people would realize this in huge numbers, the parents would never allow their children to be inoculated with disease. So that's one of the biggest scams out there, and I just want to make people aware of that and how important it is to educate people as to the real cause of autism. It is something called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. In fact, in one of my medical books, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which medical students all over the world study to learn, quote-unquote, internal medicine, which is, as I said, actually vaccine-induced diseases, they talk about this entity called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. And when I read that, you know, after I caught up on my sleep for a few years and started, you know, eating nutritional foods and things of that nature so I could actually think logically and critically, when I read that description of subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, I realized they're talking about autism. And on both of my websites, drcarly.com, as well as Reversing Vaccine Induced, I-N-D-U-C-E-D, diseases.com, you can actually click on a link on the vaccine-induced disease page and see that page from my medical book. And when you read that, you will realize they're talking about autism. And in fact, they even admit in that a piece from that book that it's from the measles virus and it can be caused by vaccines. Now, of course, it's always being caused by vaccines at this point. Many, many years ago, when people actually occasionally got measles, naturally, yes, if their immune system was not functioning properly, they could get autism. I do have one client who's 60 years old that has autism, or had autism. He's gone through my protocol. But the point is that cases of autism did pop up occasionally many years ago when there was no measles vaccine. But now that they've introduced the measles vaccine, of course, autism is a gigantic epidemic. And it's because of the MMR vaccine, which, let me say again, has never had mercury. So anybody that talks about mercury and autism, you know what to say at this point. Ask them about subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis. Ask them how it could be if the MMR has never had mercury. Okay, we're going to another break. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Rebecca Carley sitting in for Maggie, giving my unsolicited opinion today on vaccinations. And I see we have a caller, but I just want to mention one other very important document before I bring Chris on. If you go to my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com page and click on the pet section, there is a very important article that I did not author. It comes out of the UK. This is the first article that I suggest everybody read and present to their pediatrician or their veterinarian, because let's not forget the poor pets are being maimed and killed with vaccines as well. And this article is so amazing because of the fact that it actually has 19 scientific references from non-pharma funded veterinarians that have found exactly what I figured out 15 years ago. Now, I came across this article probably 3 or 4 years ago, and it was so amazing to me to have that validation, because in fact these veterinarians are finding that vaccines are causing all autoimmune disease, seizures not caused by trauma, because seizures can be caused by trauma as well. So if you have seizures and you didn't have head trauma, by definition, your epilepsy is caused by vaccines. And then, of course, there's cancer. There was no cancer before they started with the vaccines. And, of course, this goes back to the late 1700s with Mason Edward Jenner. And I'm sure he probably knew that he was getting involved in this sorcery that was not going to lead to good things. But in this article, Science of Vaccine Damage, it's just amazing how they're talking about all the organs that can be damaged by vaccinations, which basically are, you know, any part of your body. But one of the most disturbing things that they found in Purdue University was that vaccinated dogs developed autoantibodies to a substance called laminin, L-A-M-I-N-I-N, which is involved in many cellular activities, including the adhesion, spreading, differentiation, proliferation, and movement of cells. So therefore, this is actually removing the capability of cells to have their natural intelligence. You know, like when you cut yourself, your cells know to form, you know, a scab, and then for the skin cells to start coming together underneath the scab, etc., etc. This is a function that's highly involved with laminin. And by injecting, you know, with vaccines, you're actually developing autoantibodies to that very crucial function, which can affect any part of your body. I mean, this is so evil. It's just incomprehensible that they could actually know these things and keep on doing it. Not only keep on doing it, but be coming up with more vaccines every day. And we have situations now in California. They've already passed a law that children can receive the Gardasil vaccine without their parents' knowledge or consent. You know, they'll offer the child a T-shirt or something, a little prize, to coerce them to get the vaccine without the parent even giving permission. That law's already been passed. And now I'm hearing another law that they're coming up with in a few states. You know, they use states to test it to see what the outcry is of the people. They're now saying that pediatricians are to determine the vaccine status of the child. In other words, parents aren't even involved in the decision. If a pediatrician says that the child must be vaccinated, then it doesn't matter what the parent says. So my answer to that, because I had someone call me and they wanted me to get involved politically and we've got to stop the law, the answer is simple, folks. Stop going to pediatricians. You can get a homeopath, you can get a naturopath, you can get any doctor you want.
The Power Source 1800. It is the perfect backup power solution for essential home appliances. This powerful solar-powered generator provides free emergency power for electronics and